Let's go now to Nita Blake-Pearson, who's on the corner of Victoria and Hobson Streets and joins us now live. Nita, can you describe what it's like down there right now?
Yeah, it's pretty deserted down here, actually. Lisa, for those who know Auckland or those who don't, on the corner of Hobson Street, Hobson is an incredibly busy road usually at this time, leading onto the motorway, and traffic is just a trickle because this area is completely shut down. Hobson Street is cordoned off, so traffic is being diverted right away. But more so than that, people are steering clear. It's really a quite unpleasant place to be at the moment. The skies have cleared up, but it feels like it's raining just because so much water is being poured off that building, and with the hugely strong winds blowing it around, it feels like we're being rained on at the moment. In addition to that, there's a lot of haze from that smoke, which is still about, so people who are around here are either covering their mouths or they've got face masks on, things like that. The smell of burning chemicals is really still there. It's all through my clothes, and I'm sure through anyone who's been in the area, and it's been like this for much of the day. Earlier today, I headed out with our cameraman Nick Monroe to look at Auckland and see what the city was like amid this fire.
It was the blaze that brought a city to a standstill, burning out of control for more than 24 hours, sending smoke and the smell of burning plastic across Auckland and creating widespread disruption for New Zealand's biggest city. Health authorities have urged residents to keep their windows closed to keep smoke out and avoid using air conditioning. Emmanuel Toalii lives four buildings down from the convention centre and says it's not a nice place to be.
It smells like really bad, especially if I come outside. So I just got my shopping right now, so I had to wear a mask if I go outside or not. It's because I can't go outside without a mask or I might get sick. Yeah.
Are you worried about your health?
Yeah, I'm really worried about my health. I can't go outside right now, so, yeah.
Strong winds, torrential rain and even hail hit the city today. Fire and Emergency's Ron Devlin says that's made fighting the fire tricky.
The rain's of no help whatsoever.
After deciding to sacrifice the convention centre's roof as they battled the blaze, fire crews worked around the clock to stop it spreading.
Firefighters are now pouring up to 60 litres of water per second onto the convention centre as they try and bring this fire under control. Now, all of that water, much of which is cascading off the glass facade, combined with the heat from the fire, is said to be really testing the structural integrity of this building. Fire and Emergency says at this stage they have no concerns that that's compromised the structural integrity, but they're keeping in close contact with the engineers to make sure everything is safe.
It was an unusually quiet CBD for much of the day, with many nearby businesses shutting down over concerns about air quality. Auckland's Central Library, TVNZ, and the country's second busiest court closed, causing three jury trials, dozens of cases, and a coronial inquest to be adjourned. For those who did venture into the city, changes in bus schedules and road closures created commuter chaos.
Trying to get to work was pretty difficult because I come down here every day and had to circumnavigate by a couple of blocks.
The smell of potentially toxic smoke filled much of the city. Many people opted to wear face masks to keep safe. But as the smoke spread, many businesses erred on the side of caution and sent staff home.
They couldn't use the aircon, so the aircon for the building, they stopped working because I don't know if it was smoke getting into the building or if it, whatever it was. We have a lot of people coming in and out as well. So all my meetings have been cancelled. Nobody can come and see me. So, yeah.
Off to the pub.
Yes, hopefully off to the pub.
Staff at the Albion Hotel, which backs onto the convention centre, could only watch their workplace from beyond the police cordon.
Like a movie, you know, like an apocalypse kind of, you know, the flames and the smoke and everybody stopping and taking pictures, and it's a bit unreal. Yeah.
They're still not sure what the future holds for their jobs.
No work today and we don't know about tomorrow. We'll see what's going to happen, I guess. But we have to move out all the guests to other places.
Are you nervous about your income, your work?
A little bit. Like we're nervous about like even if there's even going to be a place to work at tomorrow.
It's a situation many employees and construction subcontractors are facing tonight, with no clear indication of when the fire will be out.
Nita, you've just come from a press conference this afternoon with the boss of Sky City and also Fletcher's. We probably need to remember that the convention centre is also beside a hotel that's under construction. What's the latest details of how both those buildings have fared?
Well, some potentially good news in terms of the hotel, Lisa. As you say, there's a hotel and a convention centre. And early indications, while they are stressing they still don't know the extent of this damage, it may have been the convention centre which has borne the brunt of this blaze, and the hotel may have escaped some of the worst damage, meaning that that could still be on track to open next year. There was a huge number of jobs connected to the hotel, so fingers crossed that's good news for the employment of those people, and obviously good news for accommodation in Auckland too. As for the convention centre, as we've heard, 20% of that roof still remains, so huge devastation there, and it is on track to have burned at its current rate right through the roof, we understand, by about 8 o'clock tonight.
Thanks, Nita. That's Nita Blake-Persingham joining us from a very hazy-looking Auckland CBD.